Hi, my name is Ravon Dion and CEO of the Results Now Group. And this is Self-Made Mind, the podcast for those who want to leave their mark on the world, create a legacy, and create massive results by using and harnessing the power of your mind. Together, we are awesome. Welcome back to episode number 10. Hi, my name is Ravon Dion, and I am the CEO of the Results Now Group and your host for Self-Made Mind. The podcast, as you know, have you to make a mark on the world, leave a legacy, and to create massive results by simply using and harnessing the power of your mind. And remember, together we are awesome. And I want to thank all of you for being here. And I want to thank you for tuning in to this podcast. Man, we have been having a ball. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. And one of the things I really want to say is I want you to go ahead and keep this going. This is a wonderful thing. These are the conversations that don't seem to happen each and every day of our lives. And in order for us to continue to grow as human beings, then these are the types of conversations that we need to have. If you want to have those great things in your life, you want to have a dynamic life, you want to have a life created by design by you to have things to just really be remarkably wonderful, then this is the podcast for you. So I want you to continue to do these things, continue to show up, and continue to do the work. And with that, I want you to subscribe to the channel. I want you to go on over to the website, www.theresultsnowgroup.com, and give me a shout out. Sign up for the things that are available for you there. And we're just going to continue to have this train going. And in today's episode, I'm going to talk about something that is really amazing and really wonderful. And these are the kind of things that people just are not aware of. But my golly, you being here on this podcast, you will now be enlightened of all the things that are possible for you. So what I want to talk about today is around how your past affects you. How your past may hold you back. How your past may keep you from being who you know to be. So Mother Teresa said, "Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today. Let us begin." You see, most of us are not alive. You're not even present. And we're not even who we think we are. And perhaps you may be missing out on life itself. So why do I say this? Well, it's simple. I assert that 97% of your thoughts are based on your past. 2% are based on those brief moments where you are allowing yourself to dream about the future, and only 1% is living in the now. So think about that for a moment. 97% of your thoughts are based on your past. 97%. 2% is based on, you know, things that you may be thinking of in the future. And only 1% is living in the now. So contrary to what thoughts you may have about it, your life is only happening right now. No other time. Only right now. So when the mind propels you to either the past or the future, then you are not present in the now, where life is happening. So if you're still with me, then you can clearly see that we are not living 99% of the time. We are not living 99% of life. Now, this can be frightening. Now, I share this with you not to make you feel bad or make you feel scared. I share this with you so you can develop an awareness of what most human default ways of beings are. You see, we go through life missing out on life. We go through life where the majority of our thoughts have some essence of the past. Why is that? You see, there's a saying, what was, what is, and it is not happening right now. Therefore, it is no longer real. We are allowing ourselves to live in a false reality 99% of the time. It is important to understand the implications. By understanding and knowing the power of your thoughts, you can begin to see the pitfalls that we as human beings have fallen into. The way we are, our habits, thoughts, actions, ways of beings are all out of balance with the very laws of the universe. And what we have is an inverted pyramid of how we are meant to be. So let's take a look at this so-called inverted pyramid and the effects. It can show up as based on the past, you have defined who you think you are. Based on the past, you have formed your habits of thinking, being, and acting. Based on the past, you make decisions. Based on the past, you hold on to the pain and suffering. Based on the past, you begin if you are good enough. Based on the past, you define if you are smart enough. Based on the past, you create unhappiness. Based on your past, you create depression and sadness. Based on the past, you create anxiety. Based on your past, you create caution, restraint, and being stuck. Based on your past, you are afraid. Based on the past, you procrastinate. Based on the past, you avoid responsibility. And based on your past, you avoid accountability. Based on your past, you are ungrateful. Based on your past, you feel hollow. Based on your past, you feel lost. Based on the past, you have lost respect for yourself and others. Based on your past, you are unhappy. And based on your past, you have fallen to the addictions of life. I could go on and on, but I think you get the picture. So in order for you to live a life in the now and create a life of abundance and transformation, you must put that pyramid upright again. You have to return your life back to its original state. It is the way it was meant to be. What got you to where you are might be the very thing that is holding you back. To be fully alive is to be fully present. I'll say that again. To be fully alive. I mean alive. Is to be fully present. Who are you really? I assert it is some version of the past that is giving you who you are. It has defined you, and it is an illusion. You are not your past, and you are not your future. Peel away all the things you think you are. Give up the idea that you are the labels which society has given you. Give up all notions that something is wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. You are perfect, whole, and complete. So give up every title you have placed on yourself and what others have placed upon you. Until now, everything you are is the past you are. So up until this point, everything you are is the past you are. I am requesting you try on something different. I want you to try on the following statement to show you the power of creating who you are. Try on this statement. I am part of the great I am, with the power to create and manifest the things of the unseen to the seen for all the senses to enjoy. Therefore, I create who I am now. You see, your past doesn't matter. What matters is who you are right now. Who are you being? That is who you are. Whoever you are being is who you are right now. So you have heard the old statement that everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Listen, you are energy and you are light. Therefore, you are consistently moving and you are forever changing. So the good thing is, you have the power to create whatever you want and who you are in any given moment. And you know what? I have great news for you. It doesn't matter what mistakes you have made. It doesn't matter if you were an addict, a liar, a murderer, or a cheat. Now, society may deem otherwise. There are people that will hold on to the past forever. That doesn't have to be you. But I do believe that the world is willing to forget your past, but only if you are. I am here to tell you that you are no longer bound by society. Society is notorious for living in the present of the past. Society has become its own prisoner. I am offering you the gift of freedom. So I hereby declare you free from the bondage of society. You are now free. You are now free to create who you are and to be who you are for the benefit of the planet. I want you to know that you matter. I now charge you to create who you are right now. I charge you to let go of anything that is holding you back. I want you to shed it now. Get rid of any negative thoughts, memories, habits, and actions that are of your past. I charge you to give up the fear. It is time to turn that pyramid upright and live in balance now. It is time to create you. Create you now. Wow. What another powerful episode. So let's begin to bring everything down. And let's get present to the now. What life is happening. And what I would like to do, as we always do, I now want to meditate to deepening the understanding and to get this in every cell of your body and in your being. So let's take a deep breath. And another. And let's now